This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
Hello and welcome. My name is Brenda and I'll be your host for this week's episode. I am currently a BSW student completing my placement at Distress and Crisis Ontario. In this week's episode, I'll be interviewing Joycelyn, who is an international PhD student from Ghana studying at the University of Waterloo. She will be sharing how the isolation aspect of COVID has impacted her studying experience in Canada and her mental health. Enjoy! Hi, Joycelyn. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and do this interview with me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you, Brenda. How are you doing too?
I'm also doing well, thanks. So can you please tell us about yourself, like your name? Well, I already mentioned that, but where you're from, your program, how long you've been in Canada?
Okay, so my full name is Joycelyn Amoakon. I remember the first time I arrived in Canada, it was in August 2019. I remember the day very well, 30th August 2019. And then I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Waterloo. My faculty is the School of Public Health and Health Systems. So this is my second year. Yeah. And I'm originally from Ghana.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that about yourself. So you mentioned that you're an international student from Ghana. Mm-hmm. And we are in the midst of a pandemic. So how has the pandemic impacted your learning / schooling experience?
Oh boy, it has been such an experience. I believe that the pandemic has affected all Canadians, but then the implications vary from person to person, right? Yeah. And as an international student, I'll say that it has affected me very, very much because first of all, my parents are not here. I live alone. Mm-hmm. So I have to do basically everything alone, always living indoors by myself, just hoping that things get better and then all that. And then about my learning, now my both work as a research assistant and as a student is all remote. So I work from my room. That's how, I don't know if it's badly, that's how much it has affected my schoolwork too. Mm-hmm. So I usually have meetings with my professor, other students, my work. If I have any issues whatsoever or clarifications, I just call my supervisor online, we talk, and then we sort things out. So mm-hmm. it has taken away that bonding or communicating with my friends in school and all that away. But I guess we all have to live through it and be hopeful, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And then also, how has the pandemic impacted your social experience in Canada?
Yeah, like I mentioned initially, when I first came to Canada, there was no pandemic. I could socialize with my friends in church, go out together, even meet new friends. And I made a whole lot of friends when I first came to Canada. But now, it has limited me a lot. I literally do not have any social life now. Mm-hmm. I'm always indoors by myself, doing everything practically. And anytime, sometimes when I feel super bored and lonely, I just pick up the phone and then call my family. But because of the time difference too, it makes it really hard to catch up with my family because of the 5 hours. Yeah. So morning here will be like their daytime while they are working. My daytime is like their 9, they have to sleep. So it's really a hard and challenging time trying to go through my social life even in a challenging time like this. Yeah,
because also my father, he came here as an immigrant to go to school here, and one thing that helped him like merge into Canadian society was being able to socialize and then meet other people who are from Ghana also, and then connecting with other people in the community. So it must be really challenging coming to a new country and not being able to like go out and meet new people.
Yeah, right.
Is there anything that you do to meet new people, or you just stick to the people that you know?
Okay, you mean now or just generally?
Now.
Now, what do I do to meet new people? If I'm being honest, I've not met anybody new now that we are in a pandemic because everybody's home, right?
Yeah.
And there are no social events whatsoever. So even if I'm going to meet a new person, it's going to be via social media.
Yeah.
And that kind of meeting is quite superficial because I don't know you. It's just online. You just chat and then all that. So that's the only way I get to meet new people. That's if I've even met a new person. Yeah.
So back to your schooling experience, what do you miss most about being able to meet in person when going to school?
Oh, I remember we used to have this morning meetings, we call them the lab meetings in person, where we have fun, we share our experiences, we try to motivate each other. Yeah. You know, it's not the same when you're talking to somebody virtually. When you are with the person together, you have this kind of bonding, you see their actions, you can even look at their, I don't know how to, their experience is different when you are with people physically, right?
Yeah.
You get to see their verbal and nonverbal cues, talk to them and have that kind of family experience and all that. But now that feeling is not there. So I miss that. And secondly, I miss going to class.
Yeah.
Yeah, classes, I know I'm a student, I'm going to be very honest. I know most of us don't like going to classes, but once in a while you miss going to class because that's when you get to communicate with other students, chill out with your friends, speak to your professor and all that. So I miss that community feeling in school. That was very important for my school life.
Yeah, that's so true. I also understand that because going through your program with other students who you can relate to makes the experience so much better.
Perfectly.
And then also I believe the aspect of community, it stems from our Ghanaian culture because in Ghanaian culture, community is very important. Connecting with others is very important. So I can see how like it can be difficult during these times. And so also, how has the pandemic impacted your mental / emotional health?
Like I said, my mental health with this pandemic, at the beginning of this pandemic, it wasn't easy for me at all. Living alone, having to move to the house alone to study, do virtually everything at home, it was kind of hard on my mental health because I used to feel like a sense of loneliness, like fear for no reason and all that. So, and it made me anxious a lot of times because I got nobody to communicate with. And then even at the beginning of the pandemic, I lived alone, like in a one bedroom, whatever. I didn't have anybody. I like now that I have a roommate, at least I get to see her face and all that. So that time was really, really hard on my mental health, but it's getting better by the day. And what was the other thing that you talked about? Mental health and what?
Emotional health.
Emotional health. I feel like our emotional health is in a way connected to our mental health because our emotions in a way also influences how we think about situations, or how we think about situation might actually impact our emotions. So my emotional health was also impacted in several ways. I used to feel anxious, like loneliness, missing home. I wish I would be with somebody, but it's in a pandemic, you cannot really go out. And now it's winter, because so it's like a double implication of winter and coronavirus. You have to be home studying, so it really did have an impact on my mental and then emotional health, right? But eventually, as things are, we are just living through the pandemic and I'm adjusting and all that, now I'm way better than before, and I really thank God for it.
It's good to hear. So how are you able to cope through it and like work through all of that?
Yeah, perfect. So I would say that if I'm being very honest, like me, the number one thing that got me through this whole thing is my faith. Yeah, my faith that everything is possible for those who believe in God. So prayers, believing, that was the number one thing. I cannot even attribute anything to my strength or anything, any characteristics that I have. My faith really got me through it. And number two is like good friends that I could talk to for them to like motivate me, and then my family as well. And then once in a while, I get to see my boyfriend and then we talk and then have a nice time together and all that, so that really helped me too.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, all those things are really important aspects. I took a resilience class and they spoke about all those points about how spirituality, community, all those things all play a role in like our well-being. So thank you for sharing those points. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, of course. Finally, I wanted to say that indeed we know that at a time like this is really challenging because of the coronavirus and has affected like almost everybody around the world. But then the impact on each person is different because we vary depending on our health status, economic status, our gender, even our age and all that. Mm-hmm. So the implication of coronavirus and isolation in my life as an international student also varies. But the number one area that it has really impacted me is my mental health and my emotional health. So looking forward, I really appreciate that you and your team have taken this initiative to research and talk to people about the impact of isolation or even coronavirus and all that on the lives of people. I believe that it's really going to go a long way to create awareness on how this virus or pandemic is impacting people differently so that the general public would also be speaking from a standpoint of how the virus impacts them and then wouldn't think that it impacts everybody equally because the impact varies from like person to person. So I really appreciate what you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us, because like you said, everyone is experiencing this in different ways and there are people in the community whose lives that we don't know anything about. And so it's good to hear about different people's perspectives to also help people feel like that they're, even though we're separated, we're not alone.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah, true.
So thank you so much, Joycelyn.
Anytime. You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. Over the past year, we've been busy converting our Learning Forum series of videos into podcasts and thinking of new ways to continue delivering new and more in-depth content. We've seen the demand, and we're announcing our move to Pinecast and our new tip jar function. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distressandcrisisontario and donating. And in return, we'll be recording new follow-up episodes on some of our most popular topics. These will be accessible for tippers only and will help pay for travel, web hosting, etc. For the interim, you'll still be able to access existing content on both the Pinecast and Fireside feeds for free, but eventually we'll be making the switch to Pinecast. Thank you for your understanding.